Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching 66. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies again tonight, lows dip down to about 41. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Right now, it's 59 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Early spring comes with concerns and questions for some about air quality in Kansas. Across much of the state, you can see and smell smoke for miles. The further east you go toward the Flint Hills, the more you'll see. The source is from farmers and ranchers burning pasture land. It's a vital process. Butler County farmer Chris McGreedy said, "We burn a lot of our native grasses. This is one of two places in the world that has native prairie hay. We burn mostly to control the weedy grasses like cedar trees and that kind of thing. And after the burn, what remains is the nutrients that go back into the ground, like ash. It has nitrogen in it, so nitrogen goes back into the ground, which helps plants grow better." A lot of people are making travel plans to see the Great American Solar Eclipse. One of the closest places to see it in its totality is Idabel, Oklahoma, near the Texas-Arkansas border. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable. Oklahoma investigators say they have evidence that has been found that points to foul play in the disappearance of two Kansas women. Veronica Butler and Jillian Key were heading to pick up Butler's kids on Saturday, but they never arrived. People who live in Hugoton are holding on to hope. They say every day that passes, not knowing if they're okay, is very hard. Investigators found their car just south of the Kansas border in Texas County, Oklahoma. The Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation says it believes that foul play was involved, but that's all they're saying. Anyone with information is asked to call police immediately. America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding a sizzling 303,000 workers to their payrolls and bolstering hopes that the economy can vanquish inflation without succumbing to a recession in the face of high interest rates. The industries hiring the most were healthcare and private education, leisure and hospitality, and the government. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Bob and Georgina at After Hours Feed Supply carry Nutrina and ADM feeds for all of your pet and livestock needs. They also now stock Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday 8 to 5, open Sundays when they're home. If they don't have the feed you're looking for, let them know, they'll try to find it. Stop by and see After Hours Feed Supply, now stocking Lindy Spring Water Softener Salt at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 9, or give them a call at 363-7344.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Legislative Bill 764, a bill looking to end Nebraska's current electoral college voting allocation system and introduced by Senator Lauren Lippincott, has failed in the legislature. Governor Jim Pillen was trying to reinstate the winner-take-all system for electing presidential and vice presidential candidates, awarding all electoral votes to the candidates who receive the highest number of votes in the state. Senator Julie Slama of Sterling attached the amendment to LB 1300, giving it more of a chance to make it through the last 2 days in a very tight session, but Senator Slama gathered only 8 of the 23 needed votes. Nebraska and Maine remain the only states that split their electoral votes by congressional district. The Nebraska legislature voted back in 1991 to get rid of the winner-take-all model, but the state didn't split its electoral votes until 2008, when Barack Obama captured one vote from the 2nd Congressional District. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Rusty at Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty at Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Choose from over 500 new and used vehicles on our lot and ready to drive home today. We offer more zero down and low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Need your car serviced? Rusty at Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Van in a wreck? Call Eck. Don't trust your collision repairs to any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at rusty@ford.com and drive home your new Ford today.
Absolutely unbeatable.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Kansas legislators, including State Representative Lisa Mosier and Senators Dennis Pyle and Elaine Bowers, report that a tax bill has occupied a considerable portion of discussion as the State House approaches a three-week spring break beginning next week. Compromise negotiations continue between the House and Senate. Elaine Bowers will be our public affairs guest this Saturday morning, as she outlines the process for developing laws and the tax issue. Bowers noted that her focus was on bills solving problems as opposed to just creating new legislation. Join Elaine Bowers Saturday morning on our public affairs program on KNDY at 7:10. Marshall County Public Works announcing that Jayhawk Road is closed west of 8th Road, west and north of Marysville. A bridge replacement is underway with construction expected for 2 months. Hanover Hospital Health Fair is Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m., with discounted lab work, as well as vendors with giveaways, coffee, and a free will donation breakfast and bake sale at the Hanover Community Building on the Carnival Grounds. For information, phone 785-337-2214. Hanover Hospital Health Fair, Saturday, 7 to 10 a.m. Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday, with free admission from 10 to 4 at the Historic Courthouse, Kester House, Pony Express Barn, and Historic Union Pacific Depot in Marysville, as well as the Blue Rapids and Oquito Museums and Emanuel Lutheran Hermansburg School. The annual event is designed to showcase local museums and involve the community. Marshall County Museum Day Saturday, free admission at Marshall County Museums from 10 to 4. Axtell Knights of Columbus annual all-you-can-eat boiled shrimp, frog legs, and smoked pork chop dinner Saturday evening, 5 until 8:30 at the Axtell Legion Community Building. Annual Marysville High School Bulldog Booster fundraiser planned Saturday evening at 6 at Venue 36. Prom season underway with Diller O'Dell, Southern, Valley Heights, Hanover, and Washington County proms this Saturday. Valley Heights red carpet at 6. Hanover Promenade in the high school gym with pictures until 7. Washington County Promenade at 5 in the gymnasium. Prom is April 13th at Frankfort and Axtell, April 20th at Marysville and Centralia. Pony Express Barn and Museum in Marysville will host a guest speaker this Sunday afternoon with a presentation on Marysville schools and the Kansas Arts Collecting Movement, 1900 through 1950. Liz Seaton with the Beach Museum of Art at Kansas State University will share examples of efforts by Marysville schools to expose students to a wide variety of art during this period. Marysville was one of 23 towns in Kansas that received display items, which were placed in schools, libraries, and colleges, and were placed at the former Central Elementary in Marysville. Those dolls and dioramas are now on permanent display at the Pony Express Museum in Marysville. The program Sunday, 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Building, is free and open to the public. A Matter of Balance is a program to be offered at Friendly Corners in Washington for an 8-week period beginning April 10th. For older adults who may restrict their activities because they're worried about falling, Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging will offer practical strategies to manage falls, set goals for increasing activities, and increase strength and balance. First come, first serve. There's no cost for the class, which runs 8 weeks from 12:30 until 2:30 at the Friendly Corners in Washington. For additional information, phone Linda at 785-742-7152. Your news on your time, a daily podcast of the morning and midday news blocks available online at our website, KNDY Radio, on social media, and now on YouTube. Karen D. Adams, age 84, of Wichita, formerly of the Greenleaf area, passed away March 30th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Bethlehem Lutheran Church, Greenleaf. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Karen Adams. June E. James, age 89, of Wymore, passed away March 27th. Celebration of life services planned Saturday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, with a visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for June James. Diane R. Houlette, age 78, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 from St. Augustine Catholic Church, Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 8. Family will greet friends Sunday from 4 until 6 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Diane Ouellette. Victor K. Jones, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Tuesday, 10 a.m. at the New Hope Church in Marysville. Burial in the Antioch Cemetery east of Blue Rapids. Visitation Monday, noon until 8. Family visitation Monday, 5 until 7 at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Vic Jones.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Access denied.
We've all been there. When you can't connect the thingy to the whatchamacallit, and the whatchamacallit can't find the Wi-Fi network. Well, Blue Valley Technologies has a solution that can help you with all your connected devices. Tech Home with unlimited multi-device support to help you get your home connected and even tune up your computer. Find more details at bluevalley.net/techhome.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Staying partly cloudy overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Southeast winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain and thunderstorms possible into Saturday. Otherwise sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and mid 70s. Southeast winds between 20 and 30 and gusting as high as 55. Showers and thunderstorms continue into Saturday night. Partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. South winds between 15 and 30 and gusting as high as 50. Some rain possible in a Sunday, otherwise mostly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-60s. Southwest winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Slight chance for some rain early Sunday night, then staying clear with the lows in the mid to upper 30s. Westerly winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 40. Sunshine into Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s, then partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Some rain Tuesday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early April, 63, record high on this date, 92. The average low, 38, the record low, 5 degrees. Sunset this evening, 7:55. Sunrise in the morning at 7:05.
We often share tips for homebrewed lawn and garden treatments, but homemade doesn't always mean harmless. Some cautionary advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, April 5th, the 96th day of the year. Screen legends Betty Davis and Spencer Tracy were both born on this day. Do-it-yourself lawn and garden treatments are fun and sometimes effective, but they're not always harmless. One popular home-brewed insecticide contains chewing tobacco. Critics warn that the active ingredient, nicotine, is far more lethal than shelf-bought insecticides. It also kills both harmful and beneficial insects indiscriminately. Another dangerous practice is mixing home brews in empty food containers, the cause of several cases of accidental poisoning each year. If you're going to make your own lawn and garden concoctions, research them carefully and above all, use common sense safety measures. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
At Reflections, you will find a treasure trove of items and gifts backed by a friendly and knowledgeable staff. Shop your Hallmark Gold Crown store for the biggest selection in greeting cards, Christmas ornaments, gift wrap, home decor, and gift ideas for all your celebration and personal needs. In addition, Reflections offers custom framing services and specialized Black Squirrel products, along with your favorite K-State and KU fan gear. Shop Reflections in downtown Marysville today.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Men's college basketball back in action again starting tomorrow as the Final Four of the Division I men's basketball tournament is added again as we see number one UConn taking on number four Alabama. And number 11, North Carolina State, taking on number one, Purdue. UConn passed through the Elite Eight with breeze after beating number three, Illinois, 77-52 last weekend, with Alabama having a closer game against number six, Clemson, with a victory 89-82. It was a bit of an upset on the right side of the bracket as North Carolina State, coming in as a number 11 seed, ended up beating Duke 76-64, and Purdue squeaking by number two Tennessee with a 72-66 victory in that Elite Eight round. With the two games for the Final Four set for Saturday, the national championship for that Division I men's basketball tournament is set for Monday evening to finish off the 2024 basketball year. Mid-America Network Sports.
Kia owners, what's better than being the owner of one of the best brands on the road? Being rewarded for it. Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan, and I'm here to let you know that right now Kia is offering a loyalty rebate off the purchase of any new Kia with proof that you currently own a Kia. You don't even have to trade it in. And this month, Midwest Kia is taking it one step further and doubling that discount to show you just how much they appreciate your loyalty. What's more, this discount can be combined with all other rebates, so no fast talk disclaimer necessary. Stop in and see for yourself Midwest Kia's better way to buy, simple, transparent, fast car buying experience. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. If you're out there driving around in a Kia, come see us again, and we will double your loyalty discount on your new Kia. Stop in and see why people are singing,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty.
Even though the season is over for the Kansas State Wildcats men's basketball team, their trades are ongoing right now, and it's a big pickup for Jerome Tang and the Wildcats for the upcoming 24-25 basketball season, as Michigan guard Doug McDaniel will be joining K-State's men's basketball for the upcoming season, after the announcement on Wednesday from his social media account. KSNT News reports McDaniel just finished up their sophomore season year with the Wolverines and has been a two-year starter with the team, scoring more than 16.3 points on average per game for the previous season. McDaniel is coming in as a 5'11" point guard who is, quote, known for his playmaking abilities and being a defensive disruptor. In other news, looking further into the year of 2024, the Kansas Jayhawk football team has announced their homecoming game for the upcoming fall football season will take place on October 19th when they host Houston for the 112th homecoming game at Geehaw Field at Arrowhead Stadium. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Valley Heights baseball team split with Riley County. As Riley County wins the first game 12-0, Valley Heights takes the late game 9-3. Marysville High softball teams at Clay Center in a tournament Friday, Saturday.
Brighten up your day and celebrate Daisy Flower Month with a visit to your favorite florist. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Daisies are members of the largest plant family known as Asteraceae. Though we call the perky white bloom with a yellow center a flower, it's really a collection of flowers. The center of the daisy is a collection of tubular flowers known as disc florets. These are the less showy but fertile reproductive parts of the flower that can produce seeds. The showy parts we call petals are really ray florets. Together they make up the inflorescence known as a head or capitulum. Now that you know what you're looking at, you may also be interested in knowing that daisy flowers stand for innocence and purity as well as new beginnings. So go out and buy a bouquet of daisies. Be sure to pick up a few extra flowers so you and the youngsters in your life can make a few daisy chain necklaces and crowns. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
Along the coastline of Maryland's eastern shore, just south of the city of Cambridge, you'll find a small picturesque church that dates to the days well before this country was even born. A walk around the grounds and inside the house of worship will reveal a story that speaks to the faithful generations who have lived and worshiped here. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture is what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
On Maryland's eastern shore, you'll find a church that is older than this country.
The church was built on private property sometime in the 1670s or 1680s. We can't really be sure about that. It was established as a Protestant chapel.
Dan Dunlap is the priest at Old Trinity Church.
At the time, the province of Maryland did not have an established church, but that all changed in 1692, and this became one of the 30 original parishes of the Church of England.
Most visitors to this church would say it's small by today's standards, but when you put yourself in the context of the 17th century, you view it in a new light.
Because it was built of brick, it meant that this church was considered to be the mother church of all worshiping communities in this parish.
Its location along the water's edge is picturesque and quite practical by the standards of the time when it was built.
We're on the system of the Little Choptank River, and if you will, it was the major highway for the area. In our earliest history, this area was filled with tobacco plantations, and so the best way to transport tobacco would be by boat.
And most who attended church here in those early days would have arrived by boat. Attendance has waxed and waned, but there was a noticeable drop around 1776.
Things like the American Revolution didn't help because the Church of England, of which this parish was a part, was no longer a popular place to be for American patriots.
This church holds a distinction from all others in the country, though, and I'll share it next time as we travel the countryside in Wolford, Maryland. I'm Andrew McCray.
property auction with antique automobiles, rotting lawnmower, collectibles, and furniture for the Ron Jaquess estate. Saturday, April 6th, sale begins at 10 a.m. Vehicles include a 1950 Olds two-door hardtop, a 59 GMC stepside pickup. Barn finds include a 48 Chevy Fleetline, 23 Ford Roadster Coupe, 48 Plymouth Special Deluxe, 40 two-door Ford Sedan, 46 Mercury, as well as an 18-horse riding mower, 5-by-9-foot mower trailer, tools, furniture, and miscellaneous, plus selling for the estate of John and Kathy McGarry, a washer and dryer pair approximately 1 year old, 17-cubic-foot refrigerator, 47-inch flat-screen TV, chest of drawers, couple of beds, other tools and miscellaneous, plus a 12-horsepower riding mower and a 21-inch push mower. This estate auction for Ron Jaquess, Saturday, April 6th, begins at 10 a.m. at 808 North 4th Street in Marysville. Olmsted and Sandstrom will be the auctioneers.
An arborist is the best person to call when you need tree limbs cut, but some people do it themselves. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Tree saws are tricky, so be safe with them as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Occasionally trim up our trees, but we don't go up on a ladder to do it. If the branches are too high to reach from the ground, we call an arborist. Many homeowners suffer too many injuries and even fatalities from falling off a ladder or trying to manage heavy limbs as they're cutting them. Scott Proffitt is the Corporate Safety Director at the F.A. Bartlett Tree Expert Company. He says professionals have special equipment that attaches them to the tree to prevent falling. If you insist on cutting a limb yourself, use a saw that allows you to stay on the ground.
They have power saws, which are chainsaws on the end of a long pole, and you can make cuts from the ground that way. There's also pole saws that you can get in many heights, some over 20 feet, so you can stay planted firmly on the ground with that. The risk in making cuts from the ground with an extended pole saw is that be cautious to not let the limb fall down on top of you.
Make sure you know the tool that you're using. If the saw has not been properly sharpened or maintained, it'll force you to use too much pressure, causing you to lose control. The cuts you make could also cause the branch to come back and hit you, or swing down and knock the ladder out from under you. Proffitt says anytime you're in a tree, get the right safety equipment to hold you there.
There are arborist harnesses that are specifically designed to sit in, and there's arborist ropes and specific knots and hitches that can be tied so that you can be secured in the tree and be able to get in a good position to make cuts, and that also reduces your chances of falling.
Proffitt says incorrect use of a saw could also damage the tree, opening it up to microorganisms and decay. Learn more about safely cutting tree limbs and proper use of chainsaws at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
KNDY.
If you're looking for a farm job or looking to hire one or more farm workers, then stay tuned for Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The service is called Ag Butler, and it's a mobile app that connects farms with those looking to find a farm job. Ken Johansson started the company 6 years ago in Lebanon, Missouri.
We've had a depopulation of rural communities, and the stable workforce that was in those rural communities were the baby boomers. And a number of them are retiring, or we're losing them every day. So instead of continuing to kick can down the road, we decided to develop an app and a web-based platform that connects people in rural communities to production agriculture and the farmers and ranchers that need that additional labor.
Johansson says Ag Butler has 3,000 users in 42 states and is investigating a potential expansion.
Now we're to the point where we have a proof of concept and know what we can do, to where we have to ask for a bigger chunk to be able to really scale and help most of the U.S. And so that's kind of where we're at.
Johansson was part of a panel of ag entrepreneurs at the recent AgriPulse Ag and Food Policy Summit. You can find out more about his company at agbutlerapp.org. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Good Friday. I'm your farm broadcaster, Tim Speck, with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Friday, now April 5th of 2024. As these times, we will shift our focus away from the ag news sector and take a look at soil temperatures. We'll also take a look at the crop progress planting report as they come throughout the week. But today, we will take a look at the soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the sunflower state. Of course, temperature directly affects plant growth as we get into planting season. Soil organisms function best at the optimum soil temperature, impacting the rate of nitrification, influencing soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So let's take a look across the sunflower state. We'll break it up into thirds, a western, central, and eastern third. Under the west, up in the northwest in Cheyenne, currently 50 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. In Hamilton, 52 degrees currently. That's, again, a bit warmer than their 7-day average of 51. And in primarily one of the warmer portions of the state in far southwest, Moscow, 55 degrees is their current temperature at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 57 degrees. Across the central portion, up in north central near Jewell, 57 degrees currently compared to their 7-day average of 48 degrees. In Little River, right in the heart of the state, currently 53 degrees at the 4-inch depth, which is quite a bit cooler than their 7-day average of 57 degrees Fahrenheit. And down here in South Central, Viola, 51 degrees compared to their 7-day average of 54 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, lastly, we will take a look across the eastern half of the state, as, of course, the third up in the northeastern corner. We'll take a look in Hiawatha, currently 46 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth and compared to their 7-day average of 49 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, across the eastern border near Missouri, currently 48 degrees in Miami, as the current 7-day average is at 53 degrees for that location. And down in southeastern Kansas, again, primarily one of the warmer regions of the state, in Sedan, 52 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 57 degrees Fahrenheit. Sam's back with your latest soil temperatures right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Listen up, farmers and ranchers. It's time to mark your calendars and plan to attend the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas. Swine, sheep, beef, and goats will show, with prizes being awarded, including banners and belt buckles. Entries are due by April 21st, so get entered today. It's the Flint Hills Classic Livestock Show coming up Sunday, April 28th, located at the Greenwood County Fairgrounds in Eureka, Kansas.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, They've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2836.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Animal disease traceability is critical for ensuring a rapid response to an outbreak. Here's what producers need to know on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model. Any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
If African swine fever or other foreign animal disease makes it into the United States, officials need to respond quickly to contain it, know where it came from, and prevent it from spreading. Protocols in place by livestock producers will make tracing an outbreak much faster. Amanda Chipman is an extension swine specialist at Iowa State University. She says if you haven't already, request a premises identification number, or PIN, from your state agriculture department. It's a unique code that allows animal health officials to precisely identify where animals are located in the event of an animal health or food safety emergency.
They have your contact information, so if you're within a control area, they can notify you quicker, hopefully. It's also required for movement permits, and so you don't want to slow down the process of getting movement permits by having to take resources, you know, people's time in order to get you a premises identification number during an outbreak.
How fast could you prove you're not connected to an infected site? Or if your farm is infected, show where it may have come from. Keep good records of everything that moves on and off your site, not just pigs and people.
They're going to want to know supplies and vehicles as well, have the source and destination PIN on all of those movement records, and then computerization of those records is really important. It just seems like that could be a big bottleneck if your records were not easily downloaded.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about animal disease traceability standards at agriculture.com.
Manhattan Tree Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, April 10th, starting 11 a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. There will be over 150 choice Angus, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Herford first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 60-day-old calves by side. All bred heifers include over 135 fancy black, Black White Face, Sim Angus, and Red Angus heifers, bred to low birth weight bulls for late August through October calves. Fall bred cows include over 500 choice black, Black White Face, and Red Angus cows. They're bred to Angus and Sim Angus bulls for late August through October calving. We'll have 60 black cows. They'll be 3 years or older. Bred to Charlet or Angus bulls for late April, May calving. There'll be 47 reputation black Angus and Red Angus open replacement heifers, plus 35 Angus, Hereford, Sim Angus, and Charlet bulls ready for heavy service. For more information on a special cow sale, be held Wednesday, April the 10th at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Good Friday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Zip Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, as we pass through midday, still a mostly mixed to slightly higher day in the grains, mixed to sharply lower in the livestock. What I mean by that is the cattle markets, once again, with a huge decline. April live cattle down 307 to 178.42. June down 395 to 171.90. Even more sharp declines in the feeder cattle markets. The April contract now down 577 down to 236.92. May's down 632 to 237.55. Now, however, the light spot is the lean hogs today. April hogs still up 95 cents to 89.30. May's up 255 at 97.62. It's been a mixed to slightly higher day in the grains. However, the corn hasn't really figured it out yet. May corn still down 2.5 to 432 and 3/4. July's down 2 at 445 and a half. Now, in the wheat markets, we see all three. Chicago spring Kansas City wheat with a gain. May Kansas City wheat now up 3 at 580 and 3/4 cents. July's up a nickel to 578. And for another consecutive day, the oats market is lower. May contract drops 6.25 down to 330 a bushel. Into the oil seeds now, we see some gains for the soybeans. May beans now up 6.75 to 1186 and 3/4. July's up 6.25 to 1189 and a half. May soymeal up 40 still at 333.90. However, more two-sided trade beyond that. And May soybean oil up 74 points. Points at 48.89. Cotton for another consecutive day is lower once again. May cotton drop 65 points on the day down to 86.49. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here before we get to the closing bell area. The Dow Jones back up 355 at 38,352. The S&P is strong after a strong jobs report, but again heading for a losing week, but still up 62 points on the day at 5,209. And the NASDAQ up to 16,291. That's up 242 on the day. Into the metals, gold up another $40 an ounce at $2,328.40 per ounce. May silver up 26 cents at $27.51. Sam's back to the Mid-America Ag Network.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
If you're buying or selling real estate, needing an appraisal, or wanting to have an auction, it's time for you to call Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas. With over 90 years of combined experience, their licensed staff is eager to help in any way. Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company in Kingman, Kansas, 620-532-1887. And when you're ready for that auction and need to sell those tractors, trailers, combines, trucks, or construction equipment for top dollar, look no further than Amber Waves Auction. Amber Waves Auction and Floyd Auction and Real Estate Company.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. The K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, or CASLA, aims to create more youth leaders within the animal production industry. Program Director of the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, Sharon Briner, explains what the event entails.
The K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy is a four-day educational program designed for high school students with an interest in animal science who are also interested in enhancing their leadership skills and abilities. We know these students are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. We know that a lot of them are already leading in their communities, and we want to continue to help them in that growth while also specializing in the animal science field and giving them some really cool behind-the-scenes opportunities. We also want to bring them to K-State, help them get to know the campus, get to know our faculty and staff, and the really outstanding industry that we partner with.
She discusses the curriculum at CASLA.
We really focus a lot on those two goals of animal science knowledge. And so we spend a lot of time doing tours, workshops, hands-on learning opportunities to help our students get that deeper knowledge of the animal science industry. And we really try to broaden their knowledge about what kind of careers are available, what kind of opportunities are available in animal science. Sometimes people just think animal science, I'm going to be a veterinarian. And we really want to help students see that there's so much opportunity in this industry and so many places for them to go. So that's a big part of it. And then the other part is that personal leadership development. We partner with some outside speakers and try to give our students the opportunity to learn more about themselves so that they're able to take that into their leadership and really focus on their strength.
Briner relays the significance of events like the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy.
I think that this is really important because it is broadening the horizons of these students a little bit, and it's catching them in an important time before they get to college or before they make those college choices, because it can help them see. I've heard from so many students in their feedback, hey, I didn't know I was really interested in this. And through this program, I've been able to do that. So I feel like we save students a lot of time, really, in dollars wasted by giving them this opportunity that they can see a little bit more about what they might like to focus on.
That was Program Director of the K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy, Sharon Briner, on the upcoming K-State Animal Science Leadership Academy being held June 5th through the 8th. Applications must be postmarked by April 15th. Learn more at www.asi.k-state.edu. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to announce the 2024 Kansas Distinguished Dairy to Steve and Cindy Oldie of Lynn, Kansas, with Oldie Family Farms. They were awarded this award for demonstrated excellence in on-farm production, management, and leadership essential to the well-being and progression of the Kansas dairy industry. Their farm actually was started back in 1953 by Steve's parents. Steve and Cindy actually officially joined the farm as owners in 1980. In 2000, sons Kyler and Justin became partners in the operation as well. In 2016, Levi, another son, was added as a partner to assist on the agronomy side of the farm, and they also added a heifer development yard that year as well. In 2018, they finished a cross-ventilated barn to expand their dairy herd at the Lynn operation. Then in 2019, they added another operation in Nebraska and also a composting operation up there as well. In 2023, the farm expanded again with the State Line Dairy as they installed robotic milking at that site. Today, over the three locations, they milk over 4,100 head of dairy cows, raise 2,500 head of heifers, and farm over 5,000 acres. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension, offering congratulations to Steve and Cindy Oldie for being the 2024 Kansas Distinguished Dairy.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.
Check out Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram in Beatrice, where you can count on a hometown, low-pressure, high-volume deal every day. Home of the used megastore with the largest selection of cars, trucks, and SUVs in southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas. All priced competitively, serviced, and ready to roll. Check them out online at twinriv.com or drive in today. Their finance specialists put you in a newer used vehicle with no hassle and terms you can afford. It's the used megastore, a new car and truck headquarters. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram West Court in Beatrice.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, stock futures were slightly higher overnight after a day that saw the Dow Jones suffer its worst loss in a year. The industrials fell 530 points yesterday to close at 38,596. The S&P gave up 1.25%, the NASDAQ 1.4%. Samsung Electronics expects to post a 931% increase in first quarter operating profit. The South Korean tech firm is the world's largest maker of memory chips found in smartphones and computers. Mortgage rates are holding steady. Freddie Mac's survey shows the 30-year fixed rate averaged 6.82% last week. Chief Economist Sam Cater says home inventory is improving, which could mean breaks for house hunters. 99 Cents Only Stores has begun winding down its business and closing all 371 locations. The company blames the lingering effects of the pandemic, shifting consumer demand, and losses from theft in its stores for the decision to shut down. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
KNDY.